We call them Generation Alpha, children born in the last 10 years. My granddaughter is an alpha. She could live to the end of this century. But it could be the defining century for the future of our species. That's why I follow those who write about the dangers they call existential risks. Hopes and fears. Children like her will live in a time both of amazing possibility and dangers that threaten the very future of humanity. They will need good teachers to inspire them. I hope they will learn early that most of the stars they see at night are other suns like ours, thousands, millions of them. That a few of them are planets like ours that circle our own sun. That the wonderful, possibly unique thing about our planet, Earth, is that it supports life. That, as far as we know, there's no life on other planets in our solar system, and, as yet, no signs of intelligent life in the rest of the universe. The Alpha generation will see many new ways of projecting our curiosity into the vast, immeasurable emptiness we simply call space. They could be a generation of explorers, like those who long ago travelled across empty seas in small boats and found new lands. A new knowledge could enhance their lives in ways we can barely imagine. What potential? Hence, the tragedy of existential risk. The real danger that our species could become extinct or our civilization collapse because we did not act in time. We're an aggressive, competitive species. Superpowers are hard at work developing new pathogens that could escape from labs or be used for biowarfare. New smart, lethal weapons with huge destructive powers that may be more effective operating independently. New intelligent devices, cleverer than humans, that could, extraordinary as it may seem, slip out of human control. There is a modest amount of international agreement on nuclear weapons, but as far as the rest, the competitors are barely talking. We can no longer afford to discount these future risks. Maybe our species, its nations and peoples, will learn to focus together on the real potential of this moment, like they do in the games being played right now in Japan. These are my hopes and fears for the Alpha generation. In a book called The Precipice, Toby Ord speaks in detail both of the potential and its attendant dangers for this generation. I recommend it. And you, Scions, if you're reading this, will know whether we came through.